Chapter 40. The World Outside My Room. Adam. After Dante left, I picked up Josh's letter. I didn't want to read it, but I didn't want to throw it away either, at least not yet. So I put it in my cupboard under some jumpers. Yesterday, when Emma hugged me, was the first time that someone had touched me in months, and I felt so alone. I missed my friends. I missed school. I missed my life. The world was happening outside my door, and I wasn't a part of it. I missed my mum more than ever. In the past, if I was hurting, she would hug me until I felt better. But when she died, the hugging stopped. I did a stupid, stupid thing. I promised Dante that I'll never do that again, and I mean it. My room had kept me safe over the past few months, but now it felt too small. I looked at myself in the mirror. Yes, my right eye drooped, and you could still see a couple of scars, but only a couple. I opened my door and went downstairs. I could hear voices coming from the kitchen and the sound of Emma laughing. That was something else I'd missed all these months. Taking a deep breath, I opened the door and entered the room. "Hi, everybody," I smiled. "Do you mind if I join you?"